This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Miami Heat, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday.
Good game.
140-138 in overtime. Andrew Wiggins slams it home. Game winner. If you guys missed it, here was the call from Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience.
Nico has the rock near side. Everybody's in motion. Gets it right at the rim. It's all over. The catch and throwdown for Andrew Wiggins, who's getting mobbed by his entire squad. This one belongs to the Heat.
Glory to get two.
Man, what a time.
Holy smokes. I'm surprised. Like, they went and hugged Wiggins. The pass was more important.
The Nico pass was
right.
Pristine yesterday. Wiggins finished with 23 points. Norman Powell, 33 points. He's just humming along. Big game after big game.
Oh, that could have been worse if you'd have missed the one. Remember he missed the one.
If he missed the other free throws, that could have been squeaky cheeks, dude.
Yeah.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., 22 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Jeez. Jaime doing it all yesterday. And Kalel Ware, 14 points, 20 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block as the Heat improved to 5-0 at home. This is from Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. The Miami Heat, Leroy, the last times they have started 5-0, 2012-2013, they won the championship. 2019-2020, made the NBA Finals. 25-26, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Things are happening.
The last time they did it,
Who's
on the roster? Bam? That's it.
Bam, Jimmy, Duncan, Robinson.
No.
Just on this team?
Right.
Tyler and Bam.
Jimmy's no longer a guy. Stop mentioning
No. I wasn't mentioning him. I'm saying who's still on the team.
Bam and Tyler.
Bam and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Neither one is playing.
Neither would, and LeBron and Dwayne weren't on the 19-20 team. What's your point?
I'm just saying, like, we give stats, like,
it's just an interesting tidbit. Okay. Why do you me?
Okay.
It's like you're kind of heat grinching it, dude.
I'm not heat grinching it. Like, does that mean that the Heat are going to the finals?
It doesn't not mean that they're going to the finals.
I feel like you're jumping the gun here.
Why?
Oh, me?
You.
On what?
Because you're out here just like you, okay, we've only been playing for so long, and like you're already, like,
he's,
you're kind of pooping all over this happiness, and then you're instantly saying, are they going to go to the finals? Are they going to go here? Are they going to go there? He's just talking about now.
Just an interesting tidbit.
No, he never talks about now.
He's talking about right now.
Oh, okay? Yo, Lever, I got you back.
What do you mean?
I know. Because here's the thing with you, Topes.
He's not out here right now saying, oh, they're going to the finals.
I didn't say that. I just read a fact.
You haven't.
Factoid.
You haven't
you
know said.
Why fun fact.
You know why you're smiling?
Why?
Because if I wouldn't have said nothing.
You would
here's
have.
Here's it. Lever, you know what that means.
No, it's just interesting. It is interesting.
See, here's the problem. Everybody calls me a heat Grinch when I cut Tobin off at the pass, right? And then he denies it because I catch him beforehand.
I'm not. I mean, you just be.
Tell me you weren't gonna go there.
I wasn't going anywhere. I just read. All I'm reading. I'm just reading. It's a little thing I like to call. It's a new segment I like to call Tobes Read Stats.
Oh,
that's it.
Now stats matter.
It's just interesting. Okay. Very interesting. Let's talk to. Let's hear from my guy Andrew Wiggins, huh?
My guy now?
That is my guy.
Oh my goodness.
The game winner from Andrew Wiggins.
Take from the huddle what was said to what happened.
Man, the coaches, they drew up a great play. You know, a great play. And Nico gave me a, you know, amazing pass, perfect pass. And D. Mitch got me open with a, you know, great screen. And I was there to finish the job. You know, I'm happy that, you know, we could get this win. It was a hard-fought win. And, you know, hopefully we can do the same thing, you know, when we play them in a couple of days.
Did you even have time to process how open you were in the line there?
I knew I was so open. I was so – I was literally just focused on catching the ball and putting it up.
What a guy. What a guy.
Why you got to like, pop out his smile, huh?
Save it.
That's
what a guy. Look
hey,
at him.
That's – listen.
What a happy-go-lucky fella.
We never see him smile like that.
He is dude, he's been cheesing. He's happy.
Yeah.
He loves – by the way, he's like – he was asked about this team, and he goes, Norman Powell's the best thing that's happened to us. I was like, whoa. They love Norman Powell, dude. Love him. The shimmy.
Man.
They're all doing the shimmy before the game yesterday.
He's probably eating. They're probably eating jerk chicken and oxtails before games.
Dude,
you know?
It is happening. Right. It's happening right for Norman Powell, yeah. Man.
We got our joy back.
We do have our joy back, do we not?
It's good. You know what? The one thing that I appreciate with the start of this season, for the last 10 years. There's been some type of conversation that went along these lines. Hey, we got a lot of things. We got new guys. Let's get to January.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, from the team.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of things for you. It seems like now, like.
Hitting the ground running.
Right.
That's what I'm impressed with is like, wow. Like, because for me, I know people are worried about the Tyler thing. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like when you have a team that's playing this bought in together, I only think good things are going to happen with that.
Yeah, but Vlad made a very valid point, and this is just sign of the times, right? You can't max out being team player.
Yeah, I get it, but you're also not going to – you know what you're going to do if you don't buy in? You're going to go to the Utah Jazz. That's what's going to happen. Like that's
but again, it's a job. So Utah gonna max me out?
I don't know.
Cause guess what? The same thing happened with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy didn't care about he just wanted to be maxed out.
He's not that guy, dude. Like you're not even a John Morant who can make a stink. You can't do that.
Okay.
Like your best thing is like play as best as possible. Like, I agree. There's gonna probably be a standoff of like who you're gonna end up playing, but the best way because the Heat, I think this is where the Heat are at, seriously, with the money is this team's got to win. Like,
right.
They're not paying anybody and extending anybody. That might even include Norman Powell, who, by the way, I'd never want to leave. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think anybody is getting big bags right. If this team doesn't win.
Right.
I don't think that's happening.
Clay makes a point. Tyler got buckets last year in a mid-offense. He will flourish in this system.
I kind of feel that way, too.
Except,
I don't think he's going to ruin
this
thing.
Except for the fact that they don't do as much. They don't do a lot of pick and rolls, and that's what he –
Yeah, but he's a really good shooter.
He's a good shooter.
He's not, you know, the most.
He can make his own. We have now three guys who I know have been known for getting their own shot,
mm-hmm.
And so that's good because before we only had one, maybe two.
I don't think it's going to be as I don't know. This team just has a cohesion about it right now. It's definitely something to look out for, and I get it. When Tyler's been out, it's been a little bit of, hey, he goes out, team always seems to play pretty good. You know, like, it's, there's been multiple seasons.
I mean, I don't like it. It's just not what it is.
That is a good point.
I would say this. Sometimes different is different. It's not better.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this team, and they're having success without Tyler. And I don't know if that means they're better without him or they're just playing kind of a different way to kind of go through that.
There's been many different iterations of this team.
No, I know.
With Tyler there, and it's shown it doesn't matter who the players
are.
Well, the thing is that one of the things that they get without Tyler is
it seems like the team defense is better.
No doubt.
And so from that standpoint, you don't have anybody. And look, in the playoffs, what did they say? What are we going to do?
Pick on Tyler.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now you can't do that. Who they going to pick on, like, last night? Who did they pick on?
I mean, they picked on a lot of guys. They gave up 138 points.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of threes, though. Like, they put up 65 threes.
Somebody was – it wasn't contested threes, was it?
Some of them were.
But I didn't feel like anybody last night, Vlad, was a sieve, you know? It was a bit of a weird herky-jerky game, too. It was a gazillion free throws, which made the Cavs coach lose his mind.
Don't shoot 65 threes, buddy.
He was beside him. Like, I've never seen a coach get kicked out mid-free throws.
Yeah, you know what that means? Somebody's ass is on the foreman.
Yeah, possibly. By the way, they lost Garland again last night.
His toe
messed up.
Same toe?
He had turf toe, and he had surgery on it, though.
Dude.
So,
yeah, you get turf toe in the courts, too?
Yeah, dude. Think of it.
But he just came back. That was his first game back, I think.
It's like the equivalent to jamming a finger and going, just imagine that on your foot. The problem is, Vlad, if me or you did that, we could just wear flip-flops for a month, right? Let that thing cool down. They trying to put shoes on and play basketball. So you jamming your toe in a shoe, it becomes more difficult. Same thing I said with Bam. It's not the toe. It's when you got to put your shoe on and you feel your heartbeat in your foot.
Well, you made me very nervous, and I want him to take his time.
Look, Garland had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He had damn near a whole offseason.
I know.
And still, mm-mm, one bump. You only need to get that thing stepped on and just, and you can feel your heartbeat in your foot. I'm telling you.
Spo yesterday, we've been waiting for this, but he gave a lot of love to Heat big man Kalel Ware.
Did he?
Guys are growing, you know, right before us. Huh? Kalel played his best game, you know, impactful plays at key moments. That's the best game he's played in a Miami Heat uniform. I don't care what the stats are. I know he had 20 rebounds, but those efforts on the glass were incredible. And he was reliable defensively. He was with it. He was in the right spots. You know, Mobley made a couple great shots, but Kalel was there. You know, he was there doing the right thing. Even the three, you know, he made an effort to close out. He made an effort to close out on Donovan Mitchell's three. Those were all winning plays. You know, so, you know, your young guys, you know, can improve. It's not always going to be linear. Nico last game was tremendous. You know, Kalel tonight, you know, but they're making steps. And, you know, so many guys had you know, their fingerprints on this game. That's what you have to do when you're playing against a really good team.
There you go. Eric Spoelstra yesterday after the win against the Cavs. Kalel Ware with a nice performance against Cleveland, the team that absolutely dish-ragged him in the playoffs. He was great. He had a nice battle with Evan Mobley yesterday. That Mobley's good. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Now he shoot the three?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's scary, bro.
He's very scary.
He's what Jaren Jackson should have been.
Yep. I don't think he has a torso, though. He just looks like legs and arms.
Who, yeah. Him?
Yeah, Mobley.
Yeah, he's just
it's crazy. Like, they have to be attached to something, but
he's like Gumby.
He looks like Stretch Armstrong, dude. It's tall crazy.
Tall-ass Gumby.
I mean, like, he's got those and, yeah, the threes that he was hitting, I was just like, oh, my God.
Like, smooth and, like, just
very polished.
Yeah.
But you can't be that tall and long and move your feet like that. That's not good.
But they still attacked him, though.
He's not. Yeah, he's not an elite rim protector. Like, they weren't afraid going at him. He's
no,
got, now
right.
When he's on that wing and those arms are everywhere, tough to get around. Obviously, you know, like he'll be in that DPOY conversation, you know, for forever. Like, but I mean, Wimby's going to steal all of them. But you know, it's kind of like Otani with the MVP right now. It's going to be Wemby 7 blocks every night. They're going to give it to Wemby. But he's very talented. That's a very good team, that Cavs team.
No, you.
That damn listen. Intangibles with his 4 threes.
Like, ooh. In like 12
Merrill.
Seconds?
Merrill.
They got a lot. They got some intangibles, bro.
They got Dean Wade.
Struess.
Dean Wade. Nothing says like I'm a 1950s movie star like Dean Wade.
Ah, come to the show starring Dean Wade.
Yeah.
And Lauren Bacall.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I want to let you guys know again, the Miami Heat got some meal deals at the game. Anybody who's heading on over to the Kaseya Center, back at it tomorrow. Heat and Cavs, Vice Night. They're offering fans value deals like $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips and waters, a $40 hot dog deal, 4 hot dogs, popcorn and drinks, grab and go stands on the 400 level. Also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy a $15 Bernie meal with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. And go get your Vice jerseys now, man. They're back out. He would start wearing them tomorrow night against the Cavaliers as they will look to keep it going at home. The Heat off to an unbeaten start at home, 5-0 to get the year going. The Panthers will be back, I think, Thursday is when the
Thursday against the Capitals.
Thursday. Oh, Ovi's in town.
Ovi.
Old Ovechkin.
Yeah, they They start. Yeah, they start a five game
homestand.
Five game homestand. Thursday against the Capitals. Saturday against the Lightning. Monday against the Canucks. Unfortunately, I won't be able to go to the Knick game now. Thursday, November 20th against the Devils. And Saturday, November 22nd, Stanley Cup rematch.
Rematch?
Against the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, I saw that Corey Perry was quite pissed after. He's now on the Kings. He's had like a streak now.
Of always losing the cup.
What's he on, four straight teams now that he's lost?
Yeah, you're cursed.
Whatever team he goes to, he's the mush. By the way, I was very nervous about that yesterday. I was very nervous about the Heat game because it was my first boots on the ground true game yesterday.
Oh, so you didn't want to be the mush.
I was very afraid of being the mush. I was at the game. I was at Heat Knicks, but I was in the radio booth. I wasn't truly boots on the ground. I was on the broadcast. So I was. I got to be honest with you. It was the most nervous I've walked into a Heat game in a while. I was like, I cannot be the mush. Thankfully, Nico, great pass.
Oh, it was Nico. And so no, thank.
Oh, Andrew Wiggins is my guy. Okay. I don't think you realize that's my guy.
Oh, well, you didn't mention him first.
It's a great pass. I mean, it was a great pass. And he is right. The screen, too, by Davion Mitchell. Bulldog. But, Vlad, do you know this Andrew Wiggins can jump like that?
Whew. Yes, I knew that. That's why they called him Maple Jordan.
Wow, dude. And he does these, like, the thing with Andrew Wiggins that you marvel at.
He'll just go ho-hum, 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 and then all of a sudden he make this great turnaround jumper, and you're like,
yeah, he'll go like, how about three of the greatest basketball plays you've ever seen in your life? And then it's just like, all right, back to just chilling. And then all of a sudden, back again at the end of the game, he's got the greatest like 90 to 2 minute burst in the NBA of the skills that he just unleashes on everybody.
To be honest with you, I just think that he's never had to be that guy. Andrew Wiggins is a very good player. I don't think he's the guy. He has the temperament to build the team around, right? Like, I can't explain it because he's taken over games, but he needs to be – he can be the Clay with the Splash Brothers. He can't be Steph, right?
He can also be the Clay in that he could mold this team together.
No, that's Powell.
Oh, what?
Powell is the guy that – everybody says how much Norman Powell, how much he means to the
He really has been cohesive right. for everybody.
Yeah. So why'd you look at me all crazy when I said that?
Because he thought you were going to dismiss him and give him just minus one.
Yep, she nailed it.
You thought what?
I thought you were just going for the minus one.
No.
So the Dolphins are in Spain. They've arrived today. Mm-hmm. Paella and Pigskin. Game Day Uncensored, 7 a.m. by the way, this week.
Hold on. I got a problem with that.
Why?
I got an effing problem with that.
Ooh. He went.
All season, you guys have been going 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, why? Because a kickoff is at 9:30. You get the abbreviated pregame.
Get your ass
Listen,
in here at 5.
I want to be clear here. Let me just be clear here, Vlad.
Because if that was Dan and myself, my ass would have been there since the night
Vlad,
before.
Let me just tell you something, dude. I want to be very clear about this. I did not request a shorter pregame. I did not ask or infer. I said, we're doing 5:30. What are we doing? Apparently, one of the brokered shows that we have to have, like one of those shows that people
has
pay for.
Has more weight than the Dolphins.
It has
pregame?
To air, apparently. I don't know. And so that's the reason why we're only doing two
Guess
and a half
what?
Hours.
That show can air 9:30 in the morning.
Dude, I didn't make the call. If you wanted me today and you said do 4 hours, I would do 4 hours. I ain't scared of doing
That's
radio.
That's crazy. I'm not
scared of doing radio, dude. I'm happy to be up. Get me my Cafe Bustelo. I used to do morning drive, baby. I'm good. I'm good. Right. I'm not saying, it was not my call.
I know. Okay, fine. It wasn't your call. But you know it's weird because this is
I understand.
After a win. After the type of win that they had against the Buffalo Bills.
I understand.
And it gets a Commanders team.
I mean, no one's going to listen to us at 5:30 in the morning. But I would.
Somebody's
going to
listen.
On a Sunday? No, there's going to be four.
Let me ask you a question.
We would have four listeners.
Also, are bars going to be open down here at the time that the Dolphins
Like
game
soccer?
Started?
Like a soccer pub?
Like a soccer pub?
Yeah, they should be.
Is the Peaks going to be open?
They should be, dude. We should have, or you should go to some Spanish bar, get some tapas, you know?
Because I know the English pubs are going to be
tapas.
Open.
I love tapas.
Who
I know the
English, tapas?
So English pubs will be open because they're showing some type of soccer.
Of course.
That time, so I know they're going to be open. But is the Peaks, I think Speaks is one of our sponsors, so I'm just going to repeatedly say Peaks. I hope Twin Peaks is open at that time.
The Pinks and the Peaks. You know,
exactly.
No, listen, it wasn't my call, Vlad. I would gladly do 4 hours.
It's just interesting to me to see that, oh, you guys got away of 2.5 hours.
I don't scheme any of these things. I'm told when to show up, and I show up, dude.
I will say this about Tobin. He ain't never shying away from work.
Nope.
So,
also,
it ain't that.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is get up.
I got to just get up. Yeah, it's no big deal. I'm happy to do whenever.
What time y'all start at 7?
7.
That's my tea time, baby.
Right, so you'd be listening.
There you go.
No, you need to go.
That's messed up. It's a tea time this week.
But this week, no, you know why? Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
You know why I don't listen?
Why?
Because.
Delana?
How long you been doing the pregame?
It's my fourth year? Third year? Fourth year.
How many times have you had your boy on?
I haven't.
Okay.
But I didn't think you want to be on.
Hey.
That's the only reason. You want to come on?
No. I'm golfing.
That's what I thought. You texted me multiple times.
Yeah, I texted you one time. But no, so this weekend, I got to bring my iPad, and you know how it has the keyboard?
Yeah.
I can take and hook the keyboard and hook the little thing on, and so it sits on my windshield or the golf cart, and I play it through the speaker. We got football.
I love it.
We got football, baby.
They got
nine o'clock. It starts early. Normally it starts at 9:30. Okay, that's what I thought.
And we got Dan Quinn is taking over the defense again. He's calling the defensive plays.
Oh, for the Falcons?
No, for the Commanders.
Oh, for Commanders. I'm sorry.
I would understand though. You would think he just always was with the Falcons with that backwards hat.
Yeah.
He's just like it's just embroiled in your mind. But no, he is. We've had a couple of head coaches taking more command. Because
Dan Campbell
took over the play calling in Detroit. Savvy play by him to do it against the Commanders, though. You know, if you're man Campbell, you're like, give me that. Wishbone. Give it to Gibbs. What are we doing next, man? Give it to Gibbs again. What are we doing now? Gibbs. I'm on Ross A. Brown. Those are the plays. Give it to Sewell.
You know that
it's got to be a demoralizing thing when Man Campbell comes to you with those forearms and he takes away your play calling duties from the offensive coordinator.
You know what's the crazy thing about that is with Man Campbell? Is that we think of very physical coaches as playing football a certain way. And he actually has one of the most wide open offenses out there while being physical. So all these coaches, and I kind of tie this into Mario, right, who wants so bad to be physical that they get off to these slow starts every week and play with fire, right? That you can be physical and still be elite offensively with the weapons that you have. And if I see, again, the bubble screen, I'm tired of it on all levels.
Really? I'm just done with it.
Oh, get ready
to
see
it. Hit the burst your bubble.
Get ready to see it Sunday morning because both teams run it.
Yep. I know, dude.
You know how many bubble screens you're going to see with Marcus Mariota at quarterback?
To fat-ass Debo Samuel?
dude.
Hey.
Can I just tell you something?
Don't say that.
You know who he looks like? You know who he looks like? Who's old boy from Arizona that went to Florida State?
Bolden?
Anquan Bolden. We used to say the same thing about him. Woo, he's thick.
Yeah, but Anquan was muscular.
Anquan could catch, too.
And he can catch, and he was fearless.
Debo looked like he breathing heavy when he run.
Debo looked like, I don't want to break my nails.
Really?
That's Mike McDaniel's boy. That's like his. That was his pet project, was Debo Samuel. All
right, whatever.
What? Just dismissing him?
Yeah.
I don't think, no Scary Terry, he's still out, too, right? So.
Wait, why are you even saying... Like,
Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin.
Not Terry Rozier.
Not our Scary Terry.
He's out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Jaden Daniels.
They got that Ertz, though, intangibles.
Hey.
That's their best player.
Man, if you look around the league, we talk about the most important guy being a number one receiver or having that guy outside or having a running game. I would say the teams having the most success have a bona fide tight end. Crazy, right?
Oh, I got to acknowledge one of them.
They really do. Look at all the teams that are having – they all have, like, pretty good tight end.
Not pretty good tight end. Multiple pretty good tight ends.
Multiple good. Oh, well, I mean, if you go to the Bills.
But mm-hmm. even.
They got the whole. Chicago. They got the whole intangible trifecta.
Chicago got your guy from Michigan, Loveland. And Loveland, they got Cole Kmet.
Oh, let's not even talk about Indy with that dude. I mean, he's, Warren.
Got a shout out, Vanessa. She says, snuck out of a faculty meeting to say, heat in five, Goosey's galore, we back, and it's all happening for us.
I miss her.
Vanessa, you stuck out of
point
a faculty
meeting? For YouTuber!
So, wait a minute. My
Goosey's
kids,
galore.
So my kids aren't getting educated just for you to put out heat in five and Goosey's galore?
These are what's important for the kids.
Really?
The yes. Kids.
Speaking of important for the kids.
Today I'm going to teach you about over.
Well, you know what I think it is? It's teacher work day because it's Veterans Day. Shout out to the veterans, by the way.
Yep. Happy by the way, I have the utmost respect for anybody that's willing to do something that I am not, right? And for the men and women that put themselves in harm's way to protect the freedoms of this country, I would like everybody to take a deep breath and say, could you do it? So respect the people that do. Vanessa, simple as that.
Vanessa says, it's college kids. They don't matter.
I love her.
Stupid punks.
Until they fire you in 10 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Good. Listen, I tip my hat to all the people in military.
You think any of these college kids are trying these days, or they're just ChatGPT and everything?
1,000%.
Yeah, but here's the other. Here's the crazy thing about it. Mm-hmm. Here's what I've learned from speaking to professors. Mm. They have also a program that can tell if you chat GBT and
time out. Hold on. Now I gotta ask this question.
What's up?
Before they used to check to see if you were plagiarizing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Now it's just got it more enhanced though.
Now they just put it on a computer.
Now what if my source is ChatGPT? If I put ChatGPT on the bottom of my sheet, am I gonna?
No.
I recall
because it writes it though.
You know, in my educational studies at Barry University,
very
I recall that you needed to what.
Premier program.
You needed to source your stuff and attach your sources to your project.
So how do you attach a GPT?
I don't know. I don't think that counts. Usually it had to be like it had to be published work.
Right, but if it's not published work, is it ChatGPT? Are you gonna
You can't use that. It used to be
I can't?
No,
because you got to, like in the bottom like a bottom of every paper you wrote, you either had to put the article or the book that you got it from.
Even you have to cite your source.
The way I used to do it is I had a whole bunch of sources.
Oh, yeah?
And then that, if you have a bunch of sources, it proves that you did some research.
I would crush a bibliography.
You almost messed up the word.
No, you didn't.
Hey, you remember when they used to come around selling those encyclopedias?
Oh, of course.
Oh, the Britannicas back in the days? Yeah. By the way, that was tough for a man to do that, man.
Door-to-door selling encyclopedias.
Going door-to-door with 26 encyclopedias that weigh 10 pounds
and,
each.
And no matter, wait, here's the crazy part about it is, no matter how broke you were, right, somebody in your family had encyclopedias from 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Definitely. In their house.
I had one.
You guys ever donate to Wikipedia? They're always asking.
What?
Wikipedia. You ever go onto Wikipedia? They're always asking for donations. You ever donate?
No. Really?
No.
I feel bad. I have used it a lot.
Hell no. Should ask Wikipedia to come donate to what I'm doing.
You donate to the library when you were using the library?
No. But my son just checked out like a good 24 books on my card. And I'm like, hey, man.
Oh, he's going to make you.
24 books?
He's going to pull a Costanza on you.
He came
Wait, out. All of a sudden he likes.
He's a big reader. He actually is a big reader. But he has like this. It's like there's some book series that he's reading. I forget what it's called.
Oh, that's the kids get on these series. Yeah. My daughter, my son was the same.
So like. I took my daughter had algebra tutoring that she does at the library. So he brings the bag and he goes, I'm going to check out some books. And I said, you got a library card? He goes, forgot it. He goes, can I use yours? And I'm like, hey man, this debt's going to go on me. You better return those books. It's usually on his mother who's got she's a library delinquent.
Oh. But she's a teacher. She's,
look at that.
Why are you calling her out like that?
See that?
It's just the facts.
Snitch on your wife.
Somebody already got it figured out. Ready?
What?
ChatGPT uses common AI words when they're writing your paper. Programs like Turnitin. Oh. Detects those words. The workaround is to change those words so the program doesn't. Can I just say this?
Who's getting a minus one?
Leroy.
Oh.
If you're going.
For butchering English.
If you're going through that much of the reading to figure out what words to to change. Mm-hmm. You might as well do the paper.
Dolphin Kane says, no limit to how many books. Used to be three at a time. Dude, that's exactly
yeah,
what
I
thought too.
Tell you too. Yeah.
I thought that too. I'm like, I'm telling you, he had a tote bag full of like dozens.
Tote
like,
bag.
Fam, you're gonna yeah. be, oh, you're going to owe
like,
$7,000.
Yes. I'm just like that Seinfeld episode with George Costanza owing all that money. Yeah, that's going to happen to you.
Take a break. Mix things up in the mixed bag next.
What? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I was just telling JFig I'm going to watch that Sydney Sweeney boxing movie tonight, Leroy.
Wait, Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
That's the girl from Euphoria?
She actually used to box.
Is that the lady? That's the girl from Euphoria,
yes.
Right?
She played Christy Martin, coal miner's daughter.
Did you see what she wore at Vanity Fair?
I did not.
Oh,
oh my God.
I did not.
I'm trying to figure out. I got to go pick between one or two movies. I'm either
going to
go
see Predator.
Predator Badlands, or there's another one that came out. Hold on.
Running Man?
Running Man. Running Man brings me back.
Ladies and
to
gentlemen.
To the 90s.
Do yourself a favor and type in Sydney Sweeney, Vanity Fair.
Minus one.
Why?
You're making it weird. And
no, I'm not making it weird. First of all, I'm not making
it
weird.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
So then that's on you. Everybody else, go check it out.
That's wrong.
Why not?
Because I'm here.
That's what it is. You sound like a hater.
No, I'm not being a hater.
Sound like
a hater.
I never
said anything about her. I'm saying you.
Well, like I'm going to see this. I'm owed because I watched Regretting You, and that movie was terrible, so I get to pick. And I want to see this. Because I like fighting movies. So I know it's very deep for me. This is really reaching into my bag. But I also there's somebody playing Don King in the movie who used to promote
really?
Her. Yep.
Ooh. Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
I just wanted to play that. He was really upset that I didn't interview him longer. I was like, Don, like you're 90 freaking 3 years old.
He's 93?
How long do you want me to interview you?
Man, that dude just has some life. He was the biggest promoter in boxing for a period of time. Spend some time in the clink.
Got a street named after him after that, too.
Yeah.
On that street.
He went to jail for, what was it? Murder. It is, like.
Hopefully the movie's good.
Dave South says 0% chance it's any good. I mean, you don't know, dude. Maybe it's the next $1 million baby.
Oh, man, that movie was so sad.
I hated that movie. Oh. I mean, it was a great movie, but
I hated that movie.
So, Miami Dolphins, they have moved on from the Jalen Phillips era. But Jalen Phillips, he cooked yesterday.
Oh, did he?
This was him on his Eagles debut.
I mean, I'm just glad I can come in and help the team. Like, my biggest thing coming in, you know, like, no ego. And just wanted to earn the respect of my teammates and my coaches and the fans and everybody. And, you know, all I can really do on my end is obviously do my job and you know my plays and everything like that. But just play with fanatical effort. And that's what I do, play in and play out. So, obviously, it's great to be able to get some production and make big plays for the team. Like, what better stage to do it on? So, definitely super grateful.
Can I just add something to that?
Sure.
People are going to get confused about his production. Keep in mind, he only played on the end of the line of scrimmage. So, he's around it a little bit more. When he was with the Dolphins this year, he would drop back into coverage also.
Mm.
And so the numbers get a little skewed because he's only really playing rush in.
More veteran team, but Vic Fangio's going to know how to utilize him.
Right. No, I got you.
I think the one thing that with the Dolphins, the one thing I was, and I hope this is a trend, if we're going to turn this thing around in anything, defense kind of looks like it's starting to come together because that.
You know what it is? It's a big young fella in the middle. Once you get that pressure up the middle and you get him moving and his technique sound, it opens up stuff for the outside guys because you got that middle push. And so they figured out a way to get him in a groove to where now that outside pressure matters.
Jordan Brooks has also been a big reason for that, and he was asked yesterday by the media about Spain and everything that comes with the trip. And he says, yeah, got to keep the distractions away.
It'll be difficult, you know what I mean, going to a whole different side of the world, getting off routine, not being in your house where you live, staying in a hotel. It'll be a lot of distractions. So I think the biggest thing for us is just understanding why we're going, not going to go sightsee and do all the cool things that Spain may have to offer, but just going there and winning a football game, trying to dig our way out of this hole. And so I think us as leaders, we got to push that point to the team to stay focused, you know what I mean, and handle business while we're there.
There you go, Jordan Brooks.
Somebody said the Eagles didn't have Jalen Phillips at linebacker. How can I explain this? Yes, he's considered a linebacker, but a lot of times they'll do four-man fronts. They'll put him on the outside, and what the Dolphins would do is sometimes drop him back in the coverage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles didn't have to do that because of the linebackers and the safeties and all that. So he basically played, even though he's a linebacker, he predominantly played kind of that rush in. So the numbers are kind of skewed because of what he was asked to do with both teams. Don't just look at the numbers with the Eagles and say, why couldn't he do that for the Dolphins? He's kind of being asked to do different things. And that's why the numbers look the way they do.
Nikola Jovic yesterday, he had what the kids call a dime to Andrew Wiggins at the end of the game. He was asked what he thought of it.
When you release the ball, is it like, in your view, going in slow motion? Like, what does it look like from your perspective when
great.
You see Wiggins flying through the
beautiful. You know, just a pure art. That's how it looked.
Dude's a rascal, man. Pure hey, art.
That's such a you that, response. To
hey. You can't punch people, but you can punch a football. Oh, my God. That
sounds like a Patches Ohuleh.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when they started doing that, there is nothing that hurts more. I had to start wearing a flag jacket every game.
Jeez.
Because they would punch and miss. I'm like, oh. And it would just like. Just imagine a boxer when they get the kidney blow.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you can't defend yourself because they're punching at the ball, and I'm like, ah! I'm like, you missed! My bad.
I saw that yesterday with Donovan Mitchell. Davion ran right into a dude, and the guy was like, oh!
Yeah.
Because he's near everybody's torso.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like a little battering ram.
I like the way they're playing, though. I really do. I like the way they're playing.
Let's see if it just continues. That's all I want to say.
That's it. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. I like, I, I'm wondering how this is going to play out because everybody says playoff basketball is different. You have less, you know. Is this going to look like what the Panthers look like the first year? Right?
I understand what you're saying.
To where when they get to crunch time, nobody plays no damn defense. Now, I think it's a little bit different because from what I'm understanding, their defensive efficiency is still top five.
The defense is good. Yep.
Now, I don't know how to – Vlad, to your point, how does that play in when you give up 138?
Yeah, and some people are and you're obviously, you know, there's a game of threes that are in this. Like, teams are going to go – they took 120 shots yesterday, the Cavaliers.
And how many of them was threes?
65.
65.
So over half their shots with 3 points.
Yeah, but that's like that's where it is. So, like, what is your defensive rating when the team is chucking up 120 shots, right?
Like, well, the number one thing that I could say is like a Heat flaw right now is just giving up second chance opportunities. It's a killer.
How can your big get 20 rebounds and you still get our offensive rebound by a ton?
But it's like they're all these long rebounds.
It's these long rebounds,
crazy,
right?
So they just
big bounce, tap it back out.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be painful in the play.
Oh, it's pain. I hate it.
Postseason, because
like,
any extra possession for a team is like,
yep, it's a killer.
It's like, yeah, it's a killer.
It's a killer. Paul Maurice. Got this new guy, new defenseman, Donovan Sabrango on the Panthers yesterday. His metrics very good. Got his first point yesterday and a fight.
I think he's played the same game, and that's a really impressive thing because he doesn't have a lot of NHL experience. He's still a young man, but he has been very, very consistent in his style of game and what we expect from him, and that is highly unusual in a young player, especially defense, so many different reads. We play a different game than he's been experiencing. So we're really impressed with his composure in the game, and we like his bite. You know, he didn't wait a long time for the first fight. We like that a lot.
You know, like AJ Greer is probably telling him, like, you know you got to fight first game, right?
They're coaching him up. Hey, don't come here soft.
Oh, yeah? He goes, Nugajevic? He goes, well, not really. I don't know, defenseman. He goes, well, you're Nugajevic. You're fighting. All right,
Here's what the guy you replace does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I'm not gonna put no pressure on you, but we would like you to fill this void.
I think AJ Greer probably went three games, great metrics. Where's your fight, dude? He goes, my plus minus. Yeah, well, seen zero penalty minutes right now. When's your first five for fighting? Now you're a Panther.
Panthers. Don't worry. Somebody look. When these teams play the Panthers, somebody going to piss him off to the point where he going to be throwing haymakers.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come here on the show. Final hour. Back after this.
We're still celebrating the weekend of football victories in Miami. Mario Cristobal joined Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.